The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3 as we check out the labor landscape here, also your career and lifelong learning. Now, we know how important it is to craft that best resume for a position because it's the first thing hirers see. But on the other end of the spectrum, it's believed that with people's attention spans becoming shorter, videos may also become a popular way for companies to present their best side in order to attract the best talent. Video resumes aren't unfamiliar to us, but let's call this recruitment for 4.0. Stephen Lay is CEO and founder of Hiredeo, and also Trina Teo is a recruitment consultant. They're joining us today. Stephen and Trina, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us. Very kind.
I think the first thing I want to ask Stephen is how prevalent this is that companies are doing this to put their best foot forward, so to speak.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we are moving in a direction where a lot of companies are using video now to express their culture to hire candidates. I think we can no longer rely just on text as people move away from consuming information through text and much more through video in general.
Because what can we see really from a company's website, right?
Yeah, most of the career pages are based on sort of a standard format of models. We really want to see, you know, the real people that work within these companies so we can make a value judgment as whether or not we want to work with those people.
Let's talk about then employees, though, sending out their video resumes. You're seeing this quite the norm already, but we've also thought of it as just for depending on what sort of position you're applying for. Is it in the creative industry? Because
sure.
I reckon for certain regions, the HR space is still quite traditional.
No, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to take a while for companies to fully integrate video as a mechanism to first attract candidates and then also candidates to then present themselves. But we're talking about here career branding and how candidates brand themselves to make themselves more appealing to companies and give a much more wider scope of their personal skills, you know, the way that they're able to present. These things are very, very key to the way that companies will be hiring for emotional intelligence and things like that. We can't see that from a CV.
Mm. So we're still seeing this as a new thing. How do you think then companies can integrate video into their talent attraction process? I mean, you've got to get the word out that we're doing this and that you actually can check out our videos just to see how our company culture is.
Sure, of course. With the event of social media becoming much more a day-to-day part of the recruitment process, video is becoming something that a lot of companies are doing on either on a professional level or as on an ad hoc basis through their own mobile phones. So this is not a situation where companies are not aware that video is something that will attract people. What we're doing with Hiredeo is actually taking that video experience and actually packaging it in a very professional way in one place. So all of the information is there about a company, about the people that work there, about the line manager, and the culture all in one space so people can just go to it and apply straight away.
Trina, you're a recruitment consultant. You've been using Hiredeo for a short time. How's it going so far? What sort of feedback are you getting?
So far, we've just launched the website that Stephen has helped us create in terms of content and also loading the videos that the hiring leaders are using to describe the job description rather than versus text.
Mm.
So that has been an interesting and refreshing experience because we've just launched it for over a week now. And thankfully, we have seen one potential candidate that we are keen to speak to. And I have already done the interview yesterday. So
what are their chances? Fingers crossed.
Quite high, actually. It was a quality candidate. So I'm really glad that it has been a positive experience thus far.
Oh, so that really tells you, right, Stephen, that it works.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's a great feeling to know that in a very short space of time, you know, we have found good candidates. The thing about Hiredeo is that we're not just reliant on the video itself. What we also have is a back-end solution that is very proactive in finding specific candidates. So we take away the element of luck that you get from a job board and we look for more passive candidates, so driving quality passive candidates to these videos, which then engage the candidate, which then provides them with an influence to apply to the job. The best candidates statistically are what we call passive candidates.
Okay.
These are people that aren't actively looking for a job. However, if something is presented to them,
They may consider it.
The question is, how do you convert those passive candidates into active candidates? very difficult with a text job description because that normally just spells out what they currently already do.
Yeah.
But with a video and greater video content about the company and what have you, you know, it sort of gets them to think to themselves, hey, I like what I do now. I like the company I work for, but hey, this sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'm excited about this. And there's a greater emotional attachment that you generate straight away. And then that sort of influences them to apply.
What sort of key attributes should a company be displaying in their video?
I think every company is different. I think the art to this is to actually understand what your employer brand is, to understand how we can help you project that in video. So I think maybe the key factors for success are going to be creating an honest environment, an honest situation for what your company is. I don't think there's any value in generating something that makes you sound like you're the next Google if you're a business.
Not
so googly. And I think that with that in mind, you know, you don't want to be hiring people who expect one thing and then when they're in the job, you know, find that it's something else because you will have a high attrition rate, which again, you don't want. So being honest, capturing the true essence of what it's like to work in your business is the key.
Would you say you're a videographer then, Stephen?
No.
Filmmaker, if you will. What was the process like working with Trina and her team?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm not the videographer. We have videographers on our team. I'm of a recruitment background for over 20 years, so I sort of understand the nuances of why candidates will make moves and understand that. And working with these guys at Key Reply has been a very positive experience. Very, very good company. We're actually working now towards looking at some automation on the back end of our own platform. And these are the guys that we'll go to every time because of what they do is fantastic. Yeah, so to answer the question,
collaborative after that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is, I think, a lot of what we want to try and achieve with our customers is a collaborative, long-term relationship where, you know, it's ongoing support where we
can provide. So it's not just, I make that video and off you go.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. No, quite the opposite to that. We want to be there. And of course, the way that our video job descriptions are created, you know, we always have people going onto site to create those. So that takes out the problem of having to edit and brand the videos themselves. So it's a much quicker process. 5 minutes, video job is done. You get back a fully branded, edited product. You know, it makes life very simple for our hiring managers.
Trina, let's ask you what the process was like getting the video content together. Because I got to say, right, I've spent 20 years in radio. There's a reason I don't want to be on TV.
Yeah.
So were there concerns that perhaps some of your C-suite might not have been comfortable being on camera?
Well, actually, I would say that it was a fast and efficient process, in part due to the content that Key Reply's team has been curating over some time by taking pictures of the office and videos of certain events. So, and of course, with Hire Dio's help, we have been able to get the whole interview and videos done up in a fast and efficient way. So his team was very supportive. And to your question about whether our C-suites and team doing up the video JDs had concerns, I would be the first to admit that I was quite hesitant at first because I've not been on video before. But having gone through the process, I would say that it was quite refreshing and enjoyable as well. So and I think we all did a great job, and the website has been launched. Feel free to go online and take a look.
But we have our tech team on the backside of that, you know, pushing forward and making sure that, you know, over the period of the time that the job is live, that we are continuously pushing the best candidates forward.
Stephen, how do you think video will affect other forms of recruitment?
Oh, yeah, I think it will change the way that other forms of recruitment have to address the market. I think coming from a recruitment agency background for 20 plus years, the worst part for me was having spent, you know, 15, 20 minutes speaking to a candidate on the telephone and having to send a text job description, because I knew that was the deal breaker. So I think that all forms of recruitment will have to adopt some form of video. And I think taking yourself out of the equation, as we have as recruiters, a situation where we have a vested interest, by removing that, by, you know, hearing the voice of the company directly, I think it will eventually be a very difficult time for recruitment agencies. I think traditional job boards that will rely on AdWords and SEO will have to rethink a little bit, because, you know, the best candidates are going to be coming through this type of solution.
And you're saying, Trina, you think this is a good way to go, yeah?
I think the best candidates always pay attention to a well-written job description. But most of the best candidates I've interviewed referred to job descriptions as one of the major factors that convinced them to apply. Mm. So what more if hiring leaders and recruitment consultants and companies were to invest enough time in writing truly an articulated and inspiring job description and adding a video to that, it would definitely inspire and attract candidates to want to write in and to apply for a job.
For the regular Joe employee, though, Stephen, what are some of the things that they should look out for if they want to do a video resume?
With video resumes, there's many, many pitfalls. I think what they have to do is be, again, very honest, very concise. I don't think they can make it too zany or too, you know, too sort of crazy. I think
duration?
A minute. Maximum.
A minute?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because whilst, you know, text will only hold the attention of people for a very short period of time, especially in job descriptions.
Yeah, we've been told sort of the written resume, you've got to keep it to a page at the most,
absolutely,
or something.
Yeah. So, you know, we need to understand that the person consuming that, which is normally HR or talent acquisition, need a very short space of time to assess whether or not that person's right. But I think it's stick to the format that you would deliver a normal resume in, because that's been around for years and works, and keep it concise, keep it clear, and as I say, try not to make it too zany, especially for corporate positions.
But what if you're uncomfortable in front of the camera?
It's going to have to be something where people are going to have to learn to do that. However, while I'm sitting here thinking, there is obviously a potential opportunity to help school people through that type of situation.
Get them young.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe sort of create like an incubation situation where people can learn how to present themselves better on video.
If you're looking to maybe jazz up and put out the best side of your company in order to attract the best talent, you might want to check out Hiredeo. They are at hiredeo.com. Stephen Lay is CEO and founder there. Trina Teo is a recruitment consultant who's joined us today. Guys, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. Very kind.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.